One for the Money by Janet Ivanovich. Read by Lori Petty.
There are some men who enter a woman's life and screw it up forever. Joseph Morelli did this to me. Not forever, but periodically. Morelli and I were both born and raised in a blue-collar chunk of Trenton called the Burg. Houses were attached and narrow. Yards were small. Cars were American. The people were mostly of Italian descent, with enough Hungarians and Germans thrown in to offset inbreeding. It was a good place to buy calzone or play the numbers. And if you had to live in Trenton anyway, it was an okay place to raise a family. When I was a kid, Morelli lived two blocks over and was 2 years older. My mother warned me not to play with him. "Stay away from those Morelli boys, Stephanie. They're wild. I hear stories about the things they do to girls when they get them alone." "What kind of things?" "You don't want to know. Terrible things. Things that aren't nice." From that moment on, I viewed Joseph Morelli with a combination of terror and prurient curiosity that bordered on awe. At the age of 6, with quaking knees and a squishy stomach, I followed Morelli into his father's garage on the promise of learning a new game. Joseph Morelli was down on his hands and knees, crawling between my legs, when I asked the name of this game. His head was trapped under my short pink skirt. "Choo-choo, you're the tunnel, and I'm the train." I suppose this tells something about my personality, that I'm not especially good at taking advice, or that I was born with an overload of curiosity. At any rate, it was a one-shot deal, and damn disappointing, since I'd only gotten to be the tunnel, and I really wanted to be the train. 10 years later, Joe Morelli was still living in the Burg. He'd grown up big and bad, with eyes like black fire 1 minute, and melt-in-your-mouth chocolate the next. He had a tight-ass, narrow-hip swagger, and a reputation for having fast hands and clever fingers. My best friend, Mary Lou Molnar, said she heard Morelli had a tongue like a lizard.
"Holy cow, Mary Lou! What's that supposed to mean?" "Just don't let him get you alone, Stephanie, or you'll find out. Once he gets you alone, that's it. You're doomed. The guy is irresistible." I opened my eyes wide and leaned closer to Mary Lou.
"I'm a virgin. I'm sure he doesn't mess with virgins."
"He specializes in virgins." The brush of his fingertips turns virgins into slobbering mush.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?